Have you had one of those?
Hello and welcome to my kitchen. I'm actually sitting here surrounded by sweets. I've got various sweets I can talk about. One is I'm not sure what they're called, but they're made by Shandon Sweets. And they consist of sugar, glucose, water, and so-called permitted colouring and flavouring, E102, E110, E124, E129, and E142. These are from a company in Cork. The business is owned by D.L. Lenehan and Sons, and it's on John Redmond Street, and I visited it today. Now, I have in front of me three packets of such sweets. And none of the packets actually name the sweets, but it doesn't really matter. The main thing is there are three, and I'll attach a photograph to this about sweets. But the main reason I started this audio is to tell you about my poor dog, who has... Now, please close your ears if you're sensitive now. I'm about to tell you what happened to my poor dog today. The little Cotton de Tulier was... castrated today. Yes, he was turned into a castrati, and he will be singing falsetto and mezzo soprano or whatever you call them, because it's temporarily gone out of my head. He'll be one of these male singers that sings very high. So the next bark you hear from him will be in upper pitch. So I just have to ask my friend who's with me, excuse me, can you please tell me the name for the, not a male castrati, but the kind of male guy who sings at the same level as the soprano. No. A countertenor. Sorry. Yes. Oh, yeah. I now have a countertenor dog in the kitchen and he's wearing a collar.
He refuses to
and
sing.
He's wearing a funnel with the end cut off, suitable for the neck. And the poor little creature, I'm making a joke of this, but my heart is bleeding all over the tiles in the kitchen because the poor thing is lying quietly. Now, I've been indulging a little eating sweets, and he's been sitting there and... I suppose. Let me just play you the sound of sweets being played with. They are the black bullseye ones. Are they called bullseyes?
Bullseyes.
Are they bullseyes? Are you sure? Okay, they're bullseyes. But what are these ones called? These red things I've just dropped on the floor.
They're just called sweets.
What?
They're just called sweets.
Anyway, this is the other ones. Anyway, they're ones I don't like because they're kind of strong and horsey and they blow the head off.
They're like rock.
Yeah, like rock. Yeah. And they're in between, what do you call these things? Batch rollers.
Yeah.
Yeah, batch rollers. Yeah. There are two men here in the kitchen who have recently had a little bottle of Wolf Blast, South Australian Cabernet Sauvignon 2007.
And very nice.
Right, and that's what it is. So we're here in the kitchen, and that's life. Just listen to the wine. No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything. I'll let you. Anyway, I probably sound like. Mind you, there are plenty of people in theatre who, you know, do the good drunks. What about the guys in Hamlet who were the grave diggers? You know, they surely weren't sober.
Freddie
who?
Edward Horton. All the old ones in the 1930s. Freddie Frinton was one.
These guys are much too young to hear about Freddie Frinton. You know, these people were born after Freddie...
Edward Horton.
If there's
stand at the end of the bar in very elegant dress. Frinton used to have a broken cigarette.
If there's anyone out there who knows anything about Freddie Frinton... Please get in touch immediately.
Nobody knows anything about Freddie Frinton. Use his bloody Twitter.
Yeah. Well, no, the man who's just speaking to you has been under the radar on the internet all his entire life, and he will remain under the radar.
Oh, well.
So this is it. This is an element of Audio Year, an ongoing project that Erin Mander and Telling Tales are leading me on. And Telling Tales has signed off for the weekend and said that she's not going to do any more recordings. And Erin Mander only does really short, succinct ones, which are incredibly profound. And I'm just messing around in my kitchen. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. Bye-bye.
Well, that's part of your Audio Year one, is it?
Yeah, this is...